I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. House Agriculture Chairman Michael Conaway says the Farm Bill talks are moving forward, though still not close to a final vote. After the Farm Bill expired at the end of September, the chairman's statement questioned the Senate's willingness to get a bill passed. Conaway had a short meeting with the House Ag Ranking Member Colin Peterson, Senate Ag Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow, and the Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts.
I felt like we had a great meeting. Obviously, they had seen my statement and knew about it. It was not discussed in the meeting, but we agreed that maybe we've got three titles that are getting really close, and let's go ahead and if we could get those closed down and show movement to the world that we're actually making progress, that would help. But the four of us, I believe, came out of that meeting ready to continue to work, ready to continue to lay the lash on our staffs to get the process moving forward. So my colleagues are sincere about moving this forward.
Conaway now says he doesn't see a bill before the November elections, but is pushing for December. At the heart of the current impasse is apparently the bill's commodity title and how the farm subsidy pie will be divvied up among regions of the country. Reports indicate Conaway doesn't support the Senate bill's elimination of a $2 billion perk for rural utilities that borrow from the federal government. That opened up funding for initiatives that promoted renewable energy, research funding for urban and indoor farming, and assistance for beginning farmers and ranchers. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.